From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. More than 30 people are dead after tornadoes swept through parts of the Midwest yesterday. The huge storm flattened houses, felled trees, and scattered debris for miles as it passed through several states. The National Weather Service is still counting, but it says it appears that about 80 tornadoes touched down yesterday. The worst damage was in Tennessee and Missouri, where multiple tornadoes decimated entire towns. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Northmore, Missouri is tiny. It's only about a square mile in size and home to about 400 people. But it was squarely in the path Sunday of one of the largest tornadoes to hit the Kansas City area in years. A huge twister, 500 yards wide, was on the ground for more than a half hour. It touched down on the Kansas side, crossed the Missouri River, and headed straight for Northmore, just a few miles north of Kansas City. Spencer Haskins was outside his house when he saw it coming.
I saw it come across this valley here, and then I jumped into a concrete corner, inside corner of the foundation in the basement, and it was like several freight trains right overhead came right up this street. And you just heard just total destruction for about 30 seconds, and then all's quiet.
Mike Ogden lives just up the hill. He says he had to hold his basement door shut to keep from being pulled out by the tornado. Then after the tornado passed over, he climbed the stairs and found his roof and much of his house was gone.
The chimney and everything, most of it's laying in the driveway. Part of my roof was on my truck laying in the driveway. And then the rest of it's just scattered. This west wall is damaged the most. It's broke and cracked, and it's held in there, but it's all broke up.
In Northmore, two homes are totally gone. More than 30 houses are damaged. But amazingly, there were no deaths or injuries. In the Kansas City area, at least four tornadoes were sighted. One person, an 81-year-old man, was killed by flying debris. But the storm that swept through Kansas City spawned dozens of other tornadoes in Kansas, Missouri, and Tennessee. In southeast Kansas, three people were killed in rural Crawford County, and some 80 houses were damaged or destroyed. And across the state line, Pierce City, Missouri, was devastated. Many of the buildings on the city's historic town square were damaged. Two old churches were destroyed. A bell from one of the church bell towers lay on the ground. Two people were killed when the National Guard Armory, where some had gone seeking shelter, was leveled. Dustin Ost was one of those helping pick through the rubble there today.
See, if everybody could have got to the basement, it would have been fine, but everybody was wanting to stay outside and watch the tornado come in and stuff, but then it hit and nobody had enough time to get to the basement, and it kind of tore everybody apart.
Authorities say not a home or business in Pierce City was left undamaged by Sunday's storm. Lawrence County Sheriff Doug Seneker says he isn't sure if the town will ever be able to recover.
The charm of Pierce City was the quaint buildings. That's all gone. That's their tax base. That's downtown Pierce City. When they finish here, there'll be no more because all these damaged buildings will have to come down.
As the storm system moved east, it brought more tornadoes to Tennessee. In Madison County, Deputy Emergency Management Director Dan Vaughn said authorities are still assessing the damage, but said that it appears even worse than 4 years ago when two big tornadoes hit the town.
They did very extensive damage, far worse than what we've had in before. We've had 11 fatalities. Downtown area, the southern half of the downtown area is heavily damaged, very heavily damaged.
The National Storm Prediction Center compared this storm to similar tornado outbreaks in November and to May of 1999. And they warned this one may not be over. There were more tornado warnings today in Tennessee and Alabama. And forecasters say another severe storm system is headed for the Midwest. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.